Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Speed update. It's going to go kind of quick. It's Thanksgiving week, so there's a lot less episodes to record. But had a chance to catch up with the broker, as well as the other sellers who are interested in selling their two studios. Seller and I on gym number two, we have a LOI. We have a purchase agreement signed. I'm waiting for them to actually sign it back. I don't know why they're waiting, but that's slowly progressing along. It's end of November, so it's been kind of a quick due diligence phase, like 45 days. I'm going to ask for a bank statement this time around. I didn't the first time. I didn't know that would be a thing. So I'm going to ask for 3 months of bank statements, confirm that the expenses are indeed the expenses. And I want to double check compensation too, because that was something I did not anticipate. Raising paid to what I think is market rate, and now my multiples are off. And so if they're way underpaying their staff, then I'll figure that out. So there's that. Where that from? Submit an LOI with sellers of the clubs number 3 and 4. They signed it, set up a Zoom. They're great. What's your availability in the next couple days? So we're doing that as well. Something that's kind of a bummer is they scheduled it like right after my 1 hour weekly huddle with the team. So that's how it's usually going an hour and a half. And so I'm kind of bummed, but I need to like protect that time a little bit better. That's it. That's the update. Nothing too crazy. Clubs number 3 and 4. Those will probably happen like 4 months after number 2 happens. If number 2 happens in January, I think 3 and 4 will be like May or June. Because I haven't worked with these folks before, they probably don't know like what they need to have gathered and assembled. I don't know how clean their books are or their tax stack. So I'll figure that out. But turn up stuff on to think about, and at some point we'll have to drop the W-2. The broker did advise keep the W-2 until closing on gym number 2, because outside of W-2 income makes you a lot safer for the lender. So we're going to keep that, and never hurts to have a backup job in hand in case something goes south. That's where we're at. Have fun. Let's go rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.